Unit 4. Part A. Exercise 5.
Hello, Ali. This is Brent calling. I once had a date with a girl who hadn't mentioned one important detail in her profile or in her messages. She hadn't told me about her 3 dogs. Don't misunderstand me. I like dogs as much as anybody else. But bringing 3 of them on a first date? And she hadn't even warned me. I understood why she wanted to meet in a park, and then she talked more to them than she did to me.
Hi, Ali. I'm Myra. This is my story. I'm on a first date with this guy. We're in a restaurant, and he orders the exact same dish that I order. Then I order an iced tea, and he orders iced tea. The whole evening goes that way. I order something, he orders the same. I express an opinion, he agrees. We talk about music, fashion, politics, everything I say, he agrees with. At one point I ask him, "But what do you think?" "Whatever you think, babe." I knew right then it wasn't going to work.
Hey, this is Josh. I went out with this really attractive girl. We went to a restaurant and she ordered a salad. She ate the whole thing with her hands. I'm not joking. She said she didn't believe in forks and spoons. Then she took out a little stuffed toy duck that she had in her pocket. She introduced me to it. Its name was Armando. She said he and I needed to get along really well. Then she started singing to it. I mean really singing. Right in the middle of the restaurant.
Hi, I'm Erin. Here's a weird one for you, Ali. We decided to meet at my favourite cafe. He had arrived before me and had already found a table. So I sat down, ordered some tea, and we started talking. After a while, I realised that an older couple at the next table were listening to our conversation. I thought that was weird. I told my date that we should find another table. He looked at them and then at me and said, "Oh no, it's okay. Those are my parents."